everyone, and welcome to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights as we kick off the 2018 season. Don Barnes along with you, filling in for Russ Robinson, who is en route after calling a ball game tonight over in Pelahatchie as East Rankin falls big time to Jackson Prep. And so Russ will be here to tell us a little bit about that game. You'll see some new faces early on tonight, mine being one of them, and then to my left, or your right, whichever it happens to be that you see on the screen, Caleb Collins is with us. Caleb is one of our new interns. Welcome to the show, Caleb. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, well, I just graduated from high school this past semester, and I am currently enrolled at East Central Community College, majoring in biochem. And my mom was like, hey, I know Russ, and Russ is looking for an intern. So I was like, let's go.
Perfect. And so we're going to get him footballed to death this year, and we're looking forward to that. I want to say hello to all of you out there that are listening across the strait as this broadcast is brought to you live via stream on Friday Night Under the Lights and the Funuddle website. And, of course, also the Mississippi Public Broadcasting Network has got us going throughout the state as well. So thank you to MPB and all that they do. I'm proud to partner with them and Mississippi Public Broadcasting. We've been with you guys now for about a decade, and so we're just very proud to be a part of the quality programming that you guys provide for the entire family. So thank you again to Mississippi Public Broadcasting for having us on. We've got over in at the scores desk, the new Malone scores desk. We bring George Broadstreet in. How you doing, George?
I'm fine, Don. How are you?
We are great and excited to be here.
Yeah.
It's going to be another great season.
Well, you know, it's always that first week. It's always that first Friday night, and there's always a few things to sort of work out. And tonight we had, in central Mississippi at least, thunderstorms roll through.
Yep.
And that sort of delayed some of the games, so some of the scores are a little bit slow coming in. I know Madison. Last I heard, Madison Central and Brandon were still playing fourth quarter. It was tied 7-7. You know, you talked about Russ and Prep and East Rankin, and they started about, what, an hour and a half late?
Yep, they did.
And just now sort of wrapping up. So, you know, I was looking at something. You know, we have such great stats from Will Watson and Dr. Don. And Dr. Dave, actually, and there are 320 teams that we track.
Goodness gracious.
320 teams. And before last night, every single one of them, according to the sheet here, was undefeated.
Wow.
Now, that's going to change.
Yeah, it is.
That has changed.
They have all.
But we're tracking 320 teams. So we won't get to every game, which is about 160-some-odd games.
Right.
But
and some of them were played last night.
And some of them were played 13, 14 games last night.
Some of them may have gotten completely washed out tonight.
Some of them could have gotten washed out. Some of them are actually scheduled to play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were lined up to play tomorrow. But we're gonna follow a lot of games.
That comes around to officiating and several different things that go along with that as well. So tell you what, we probably don't do this enough, but you guys getting in the car now after games, and some of you guys are that wear the stripes. We love you guys, and we appreciate you so much, all that you officials do. We thank you very much for getting out there and getting dirty and hot and sweaty with the guys while they're playing the game, and you are helping them get through that game as safely and with as much team effort as possible. Hey, we do have the top 10 games of the week we want to talk a little bit about. We'll have some scores on these, but these are the games that will be crawling across the bottom of your screen if you're watching live tonight, and we'll try to keep these top 10 teams and scores updated for you. Oxford taking on Warren Central at Vicksburg tonight. Madison Central is at Brandon. Clinton at South Panola. Tupelo at Meridian. Noxubee County at Starkville. And Brookhaven at Pearl, and then Poplarville at Picayune. Presbyterian Christian at West Marion. Simpson Academy at Park Lane. And Florence at Mendenhall. So that is going to be some exciting games for us to look at as things get started here. As I cannot believe that it is football season already.
It's crazy how time just flies by like that, but I'm not going to complain one bit.
What school did you graduate from?
I graduated from Clinton High School.
All right. So, a Clintonite, an arrowhead. I don't know what they call you guys, but you come from a pretty good football school.
Yeah. Last year was kind of a down year, but there were definitely some games that we definitely could have won. kind of flip the season a little bit. But I feel like this team's got a lot of good depth of turning back, especially on defense.
And how do you feel about this matchup tonight with South Panola? You think?
That was last night.
They played last night.
Dramatic.
Right.
Great win in overtime. Recovered a fumble in overtime on the South Panola goal line to win that game 14-7. It's a great win.
That's a great way to start the season, and you get your ball rolling, for lack of a better term. We do want to take a moment to say thank you to Shelter Insurance, one of our other partners, as they partner with Fennuttle, and they are making it possible. With Shelter Insurance, you can get all of the information that you need from Matt Timms, Shelter Insurance agent. Also want to say thank you to Wendy's. Wendy's coming along with us this year. As you see, the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio where we are here in Flowood. And we do appreciate Wendy's for being a part of our broadcast as well. And we've got some newcomers to the broadcast, Credit Concepts, and that's Credit Concepts with the K's. Two K's, not C's. And they got the two K's in their name. 99% satisfaction from their customers. So if you need help with credit, then need some maybe you need some guidance there, creditconcepts.com is where you need to be to get all of that information. And of course, as we talked about, the Malone Scores Desk, Malone Commercial Roofing, is another one of our great new sponsors this year, and we appreciate them being along with us too. So it's going to be an exciting season, and we are looking forward to having some great conversation about some of these games that are coming up. And I think that we have got some things that, let's see, we need to get to. What time have we got going on here? Are we good? We got some time for some scores? Let's do that. Let's go on over to the Malone Scores Desk with George Broadstreet. Get us some scores coming out there, George.
All right. We've got, again, some of these are in progress still, and we have a lot more of these rolling in during the course of the night. But one of the bigger games of the night, Brandon hosting Madison Central, and again, that game was tied 7-7 last report, and that was in the fourth quarter.
I just got an update on that. 14-7, Brandon in the lead with 7 seconds to go.
Okay, well, seven seconds to go. That sounds fairly secure, depending on
it does.
Where the ball is, but that's... And Brandon was behind. Madison Central was ahead, 7-0 for
Madison Central.
Good
blocked
portion.
Punt right at the end of the first half to score a touchdown.
Last night, West Point went on the road to Columbus. And again, early in the season, you have a lot of different, you know, these are like 6A score. Columbus is a 6A school. West Point is a 5A school. We know how good they are. West Point won that game 55-6 last night. Tonight, Gulfport shut out George County 14-0. Last night in Jackson, Provine beat Jim Hill 33-8. It was Oak Grove 49, Purvis 7. A couple of other 6A scores to mention. Again, as we've talked about a little bit earlier, Clinton doubled up South Panola 14-7 on the road in overtime. It was a nice win for the Arrows. And over in Vicksburg tonight, Warren Central defeated a 4A school, or excuse me, a 6A school, Oxford, 14-6.
Wow.
That was a big game.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a tough start.
Real tough start. Looking at some other scores, Northwest Rankin tonight rolled over Germantown. 42-7 was the final there. Christian Brothers out of Memphis beat Grenada by the score of 7-0. Thursday night score passed Christiane over Long Beach 34-31. Lawrence County beat North Pike 53-27. Hancock over Pearl River Central 10-7. It was Picayune over Poplarville 28-20. Again, a game that was publicized a good bit last night. Ridgeland, a back-and-forth game, beat Velma Jackson 38-33. And another 5A score to sort of round that out. Wayne County got on the winning side tonight over West Jones 10-6. Kind of interesting. A lot of low-scoring games.
Yeah.
A lot of defense. Some other 5A scores, West Harrison defeated Bay St. Louis 21-20. It was Neshoba Central over Kosciuszko 28-12. Another Thursday night game, Tishomingo County over Alcorn Central 43-0. This is an interesting game tonight, 3A matchup. McGee shuts out Jefferson County by the score of 12-0. So that's a nice win for McGee. Water Valley beat Eupora 34-8. West Marion won over Presbyterian Christian 36-7. Let's see. These are Thursday night scores. North Panola shut out Cahoma County 58-0. Calhoun City beat Coffeyville 47-6. Winona over Strayhorn, 41-3. Walnut, this is a 1A score. Walnut beat Ashland, 43-8. It was Bay Springs over Stringer, 39-6. South Pontotoc over Vardaman, 33-12. And moving into some MAIS action, again, the last report I had, and this was very late fourth quarter, and this was the halftime score, Jackson Prep over East Rankin, 51-0. Yep. And I was telling you, Russ told me earlier that Prep was dressing out 82 players tonight.
Wow.
That's like, there are a lot of 6A schools that don't dress 50, that dress 82 players.
But when you've won six state championships in a row.
It helps.
It helps. recruiting is not an issue.
Well, just getting somebody to go out, it's a little helpful.
Coach Black has done a great job of that program.
Hey, this is an interesting score. Starkville Academy beat Lamar School 21-20. That's a nice win for them. Jackson Academy on the road tonight at Washington School won 31-0. That's a nice win there. Heritage over Kirk, 35-7. And Silva Bay beat Tri-County 17-14. And that's kind of what we have right now, but we'll have a lot more shortly.
Fantastic. Tell you what, 51-0 at halftime.
That tells you something, doesn't it?
Yeah, Prep goes into the locker room and brought out their third and fourth string, some of their second string players, and didn't score, as far as I know, in the second half.
And they didn't. And, well, we were talking about this earlier. Prep had a bunch of touchdowns called back early in the first quarter. I mean, it could have been a lot worse than it was.
And that could be an issue. That's something you got to worry about. If they're having four touchdowns called back, there's something happening that they've got to correct, because against a bigger, tougher team, these guys are going to have some hard times down the road.
Yeah, and some of that you can attribute to first game of the season jitters, but they didn't really have any problems with that as the game went on. But right. I think that is definitely something they're going to have to work out.
And they will. Every team is going to work out some wrinkles tonight and next week as well, because early in the season, that's what you're doing. You're working the kinks out. So you always love to see these teams come out with a great start. And, of course, some of them, Maybe took it on the chin. We might have even had some surprising upsets this week, and we're going to find out more about those scores as we go along. So don't forget, coming up in just a little bit on the show, we're going to be talking with Ray Coleman, who is the voice of the Clinton Arrows, about that win over South Panola, and that's a big feather to stick in your hat right there whenever you're beating a South Panola team, because that's a tough one. Also going to be talking with John Luke McCord about the Tupelo and Meridian game, and we've got more scores on the way. Of course, Russ and Jake will both be here. They are both, we're both calling games tonight that were late starters due to weather, because Brandon played at home here in Brandon, where there was an awful lot of rain, and also that all just was moving onto the east, and it all dumped in Pelahatchie.
Well, I think there was a lot of lightning. There were some power outages and everything like that that caused some problems. I think there was even some wind damage in different places in Madison County. So
no doubt about that.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
A little bit of damper on first week of the season tailgating, but.
We've got something else kind of new this year. Guys, for those of you that don't know, the Friday Night Under the Lights Game of the Week has kind of taken a sabbatical for the 2018 season, but we are going to have the Wendy's Game of the Month that will be kicking off in October, and we're going to actually have a couple of those for you as well through that October and November. So be looking forward to those, because we'll be going to some pretty big schools. One of those is exciting. A matchup down on the coast with Biloxi.
Well, I was going to ask if y'all predetermined where you're going to go. Are you going to
have? But it's kind of top secret at the moment.
Okay.
We're getting there. We're going to work all of these out. But we do know for sure that we have locked in down on the coast the Battle of the Beach, which is going to be Biloxi and Gulfport, and that one is definitely going to be an exciting one for us. And so you guys stick around, because we're just getting started. The 2018 season is upon us, and it is so exciting to be here with you. Don Barnes, Caleb Collins filling in for Russ and Jake, who will be here in just a little bit. George Broadstreet over in the Malone Roofing Scores Desk. We've got more scores and more coming at you in just moments here on the Friday Night Under the Lights. Thank you.
lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Essential protection to help against identity theft. ID Patrol allows you to receive alerts in the event your provided social security number or credit card numbers are found on suspected internet trading sites, and to key changes to your credit report. Control creditor and lender access by locking and unlocking your Equifax credit report. Request creditors and lenders take additional steps to verify your identity before authorizing new or additional credit, and provides up to $1 million in identity theft protection. Help safeguard your identity. Sign up today.
Remember when you had to write a short story in school? Wasn't easy, was it? Business plans are the same way. Not just anyone can write one. That's why so many business owners all over the United States are calling Boss Finn at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn knows that the right business plan can be the difference between success or failure. So don't allow your business to become a short story. Call Boss Finn today at 781-709-7672.
Under the lights here, yeah, the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio, Don Barnes along with you, and our new friend Caleb Collins along, as well as George Broadstreet over in the Malone Scores desk, and we have Ray Coleman on the phone, the voice of the Clinton Arrows, going to tell us a little bit about last night's matchup with South Panola. Ray, it was an exciting ball game, a great way to start the season.
It was a great way to start the season, man. And first of all, I just want to thank y'all for having me on tonight.
You bet.
Great experience to just travel up to baseball, man. I think the Clinton Arrows shocked a lot of people, perhaps, on the defensive side of the ball. But I can tell you, man, talking to head coach Jeff Boswell, he was bragging on those guys all during fall camp, just saying this is a physical, fast defense. And they kind of proved that up in baseball Thursday night.
Break down the offense a little bit for us, Ray. Tell us what we've got to look forward to from the Arrows this season.
So on the offensive side of the ball, they obviously didn't have their best showing. They didn't take the lead for the first time until overtime. So they had a few mishaps, not really, you know, finding their rhythm in the regulation part of the game. But they do have some good weapons on that offensive side of the ball. First and foremost, I think Des Baker, wide receiver, he plays linebacker as well. But on the offensive side of the ball, he's a flat-out stud. And he had three catches for 45 yards. But one of those catches in particular was for about 20, 25 yards. And the way he just high points it, he's a big physical receiver, man. Goes about 6'1", 205 pounds. The luxury that Clinton has is that they have a returning starter at the quarterback position as Hunter Holsey. A senior quarterback. He was 9 of 18. Again, not the best performance from Hunter, but what they can expect from him as the season progresses is just leadership. And he can absolutely fit it, man. So I think what we're used to seeing from Jeff Boswell is a physical running attack. which you may see a lot more passes from the Clinton Arrows this year, which, you know, could be a dangerous thing for the 6A classification.
You brought up the point that they were slow out of the gate offensively. Do you think maybe that had some, was there some, maybe some trepidness going into this? That's a big team they going up against in South Enola. You think maybe, what did they look nervous, or did it just take a little time to get into their groove?
You know, honestly, it was just a weird feel to the game, man, and on both sides of the ball. I think, first and foremost, it's the first game of the season. A lot of jitters on both sides, man. I just think just pure excitement. Maybe they were too into it, if you know what I mean,
right.
Not really settling in. To kind of decide, hey, we're just going to be methodical about what we're doing. I think as well as the defense play for Clinton, I think those coaches are going to have some night words for the offense this week. They'll find a way to get those kids ready when they play against the Vicksburg Gators on Friday. But I don't think it was a factor of them not being ready. I think it was just open season jitters, and they'll talk those out as the season progresses.
So as they move forward next week, you said they've got Vicksburg coming up. Talk just briefly about that game, and let us know what's coming up for them.
So, yeah, man, I mean, obviously you go and get a big win on the road in baseball, you know, perhaps something that, you know, some folks thought that they couldn't do. So it's obviously a confidence booster, right, for this Clinton Arrows team. They talked about the South Enola game, particularly last year after losing by 1 point. Being one of those games that they felt like they let slip away. So now you have a confidence booster as you come back home next Friday for your season opener. And I think these kids are going to have all the confidence in the world after having a big win on the road. And now they're going to come back to the friendly confines of Arrow Nation. And I think they'll put up a big game against the Vicksburg Gators.
Hey, Ray, this is George Broadstreet. I was just going to compliment you. I didn't listen to the entire game last night, but I did catch a good part of it. And you really sounded like you were having a good time last night, and that was an enjoyable broadcast. I appreciate that.
Man, I appreciate you saying that. It was awesome. Look, I'm blessed, man. I have Jay White on my team. Jeff Boswell gave me a call, me being a former, you know, television sports guy, and just gave me an opportunity. So I'm just lucky to be a part of it. I enjoy high school football, not just with the Clinton Arrows, but just the state of Mississippi and the football that we offer here in general is top-notch, second to none. So I'm just thankful to be back in the game and kind of, you know, enjoying the ride with everybody else, man.
All right, Ray, we appreciate you, man. I hope you guys have a fantastic season. We'll be looking forward to hearing again from you real soon here on Friday Night Under the Lights. And if you haven't made it all the way home yet, I'm sure you haven't. Be safe on your way back, bud.
Man, thank you so much for having me. Anytime y'all want me on, man, just give me a shout. I'll be more than happy to hop on.
Thank you, my friend. Ray Coleman, they're the voice of the Clinton Arrows on his way back. Actually, they're back. They played last night. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
That they're not on the road. So they played that game last night, a 14-7 win for Clinton on the road against South Panola. Let's head on over to the phone lines now. We got John Luke McCoy on the line to talk about the Tupelo and Meridian game. And John Luke, how you doing tonight, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. I said it to a moment ago when I got on the phone. I'm just glad to hear y'all's voices, man. Football's back.
Right? That's what it means, right?
That's what it means. You guys mean football is back when I hear y'all having fun on the air. No doubt.
We love it. Talk about this Tupelo Meridian matchup.
Yeah. Well, look, I was at Pontotoc tonight, but with following this Tupelo game, obviously these are two of our top five teams at FCS Mississippi. We've got Tupelo number two in our preseason top 10. We have Meridian at number three. These two teams based off last season to open the year as well. And Tupelo jumped out to a big lead. Meridian outscored them but couldn't mount a full comeback to beat them last year. Well, just flip the script this year. Tupelo falls behind and needs a 34-7 run in the second half to outscore Meridian. They eventually come back and win that game by 10 points. But look, this is a good sign if you're Tupelo right here because, A, they've got questions coming in on the defensive side of the ball. They lose, you know, all-world linebacker Jed Johnson, who's at Mississippi State. They lost a pass rusher, Peter Gray. They lost their top defensive back, who was coming back, and Tay Standifer, to an ACL injury for the season this offseason. So this Tupelo team has tons of question marks on the defensive side of the ball to only surrender 7 points to T. Adams in a loaded Meridian offense in the second half. That's a good sign. And also for Trent Hammond's team to show this early in the season, hey, we've got the grit. We're going to be a team that can fight back. That's a big sign because this Tupelo team, as you know, I told you guys numerous times the last couple of years, they've been undefeated in the regular season the last 2 years. but a second-round disappointment in 2016, a first-round disappointment last year. And this Pupilo team needs a stronger mindset, and I think Trent will be glad with his team's resolve tonight.
I think you hit the nail on the head that when you've got that many empty spots as you head into a season, and you've got a lot, like you said, question marks. That's a great way to put it. For them to jump out like that, then they may have relaxed a little bit too much, gave Meridian in the slot, but to only go down by seven, that's a big one for them.
No doubt. And look, and that's the thing, and, fan bases get so, upset with, disrespect and rankings and things in the first season. Look, every one of these teams comes in with questions. And so, look, Pupilo, they weren't immune to that. They're the number two team in the state, but they had question marks coming into this game. And so they had to answer those. Look, one of those answers they're going to hope right up front at linebacker is Keaton Cager, because the biggest hole is left behind by middle linebacker Jed Johnson. So Keaton Cager's got to be a star for him in that role. And look, if you look back at some of the linebackers Trent Hammond's coached, and Jamie Collins, Jed Johnson, and others since he's been at Temple and at Amory through the years, his linebackers, especially in the middle of the field, are going to be stars. Temple needs that to happen. But look, we've talked a lot about Tupelo's defense the last couple years. This year, the offensive side of the ball is going to have to get it done with returning quarterback Stephon McGlon, returning receiver Jordan Jernigan, and returning running back J-Rock Williams. So, look, Meridian is another team. They bounced back from this Tupelo loss last year to start the season, and I expect them to do so in even bigger fashion this year. So don't count out Meridian. They've got more D1 prospects on the defensive side of the ball than any other team in the state.
Tupelo seems to be one of those teams that's always, in center stage, and they do it season after season, and I don't know what they put in the water up there, but those kids play football, and it's like that's all they ever do, and they're always on the end of our tongues and the top of our list of teams that are going to be contenders. But like you said, Meridian is one of those, is kind of a roller coaster team. They'll have some great seasons, they'll have some mediocre seasons, but never really do you see Meridian with a really bad season. So you really can't tell right now. Looks like they're going to be doing pretty well to come back on Tupelo like that. But I tell you what, like you said, can't count out Meridian.
No doubt. Look, I think they started to last year to take on the personality of their quarterback, T. Adams.
Yep.
And last year I saw them early in the season against Starkville, and they had some bad body language and they got down big to Starkville. T. Adams did not. And I think by the end of the year, he had willed those guys last year to be on his side. Let's not give up on any game because we're good enough to come back on any. They have a great defense. And I think that's the mindset of that Meridian team this year. So, look, to be honest, they just got beat by a good team. It happened at home, but they got beat by a good team tonight. I don't think this stunts Meridian's growth or progression this season one bit. I really like them. And guys, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention another North Mississippi surprise up here tonight. I don't know if you guys caught it. Lafayette absolutely blasted Cleveland Central, a really good 5A team from last season. Lafayette obviously struggled in their first year in 5A last year. So give some credit to Brandon Turner's Lafayette Commodores, showing they're going to be a team that might get, step in the way of West Point this year.
North Mississippi has got a chock full of great football teams, and so I'm sure we will be hearing from Lafayette throughout the season. And again, like you said, Cleveland Central, not a laughing stock. They're a pretty solid football team. When you combine those two schools like they did to come out with the program that they did just after one season, and now they're going to be, you're going to see a lot of them as well. All right, hey,
Yeah,
go ahead, real quick.
No, go ahead. Look, Ricky Smither coached at Northeast Mississippi Community College. That's who leads Cleveland Central. They've got a pretty good coaching staff there as well. But look, hey, I appreciate you guys, and I'll give y'all some North Mississippi updates next week.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. John Luke McCord talking about that Tupelo and Meridian game and another one of those exciting ones. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Josh Jackson from Blitz 16 WAPT. And we should have Russ and the guys will be coming in here. George,
I mean, how far can it be from Pelahatchie to Flowood?
He's just taking a break. We've got it under control.
He's in the slow lane.
Either that or he's still building the arc.
Well, that's right.
All right, when we come back, we've got more great football scores for you from the Malone Scores Desk with George Broadstreet. Stick around right here on Friday night under the lights. Back in a moment.